This is Dr. Bill Lampton of Speech Coaching Radio, and you are listening to EPN.
Welcome, everyone, to the Strategy Show on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Liz Lynch of SmartNetworking.com and the author of Smart Networking, Attract a Following in Person and Online. I work with entrepreneurs who have a big vision, but struggle to be seen and heard in a crowded marketplace, and I help them attract the clients and opportunities that they deserve. Here on the Strategy Show, on every episode, I share with you the success tips, tools, resources, and mindset that I work on with my own clients. We cover topics such as how to raise your profile, how to be seen as an expert, how to create strategic relationships, and how to find new ways to reach out to your market and make them want to listen to you. If you have questions on any of these topics, I'd love to answer them. Just post your questions on my Facebook fan page and I'll do my best to answer them on future podcasts. The easiest way to get to my Facebook page is to go to www.lizlynchfan.com, and all you have to do is click the like button at the top of the page and you'll be able to type your question right on my wall, and I really look forward to hearing from you. So this is episode number 4 of the Strategy Show, and on the first 3 episodes, we really focused in on one of the key aspects of getting better known in the marketplace and being seen as an expert in your field, and that was all about positioning. What do you want to be known for? You have to have a very clear intention of that. Where you want to play in the market and how you want to be perceived, so that when people start to hear of you, they know exactly what you do. The next step then is to translate that into marketing content that your target audience can easily absorb. So your audience can't see into your head. You know, they can't see the intentions you have for how you would like to position yourself. They can only see the actual evidence of that in the form of content. You need to put things into words and pictures for them. So marketing today is all about content, content, content. And you've heard that success in real estate is all about location, location, location. Well, a lot of success in business comes down to success in marketing. And today that's all about content, content, content. And that's different from traditional interruption-based advertising. You know, we become so desensitized to advertising now that we completely tune it out. I mean, we walk out of the room when commercials come on the TV. I don't even watch live TV anymore. I put everything I want to watch on DVR so I can skip past the commercials and save time. And so to get around that, advertisers have to create commercials that look like part of the content. And I know you're seeing that more and more these days. Or another strategy they use is product placements, you know, paying TV shows and to get their products displayed on the set or used somewhere in the story. And people pay attention to content and they tune out advertising. So if we want our marketing messages to get through, then we need to wrap it in content that our market will stop and pay attention to. If you're already in a content business, like I would say my business is, I'm constantly producing new courses, new programs, and in different forms, teleclasses, live events, podcasts, products. If you have any kind of publishing firm where what you're selling is information, then developing more content for your business is a no-brainer. It's a must. It's what you do, so you need to be doing that in your marketing. If you have a service business where you're doing something for a customer, a massage therapist, an architect, a landscaper, content actually helps you stand out, because I guarantee you that few of your competitors are doing anything with content in any form. But your market still wants information about how the process works. What does this mean for me? How do I hire the right person? You know, how does it really work? And how to make the right decisions? And if you sell a product, then content is definitely going to help your sales process. I was looking into some software for mind mapping. And for those of you who don't know what mind mapping is, it's a way to brainstorm and organize ideas on paper. And I tend to do a lot of it by hand when I'm outlining a talk or proposal. It's just really quick for me. But on this company site, I thought I might, you know, try to find something that's a little bit more sophisticated, look into some software tools that do the same thing. So on this company site, they have a slideshow of different mind maps, different ways that people have used their specific software for different projects, like how to plan a meeting, how to apply for college, how to develop a business plan. I mean, so that's content. The mind maps from their clients are actually content. So this company also has a blog on their website where they talk about all the different clients and companies who use the software. And also on the blog, they talk about new updates and new features that they've added to the latest version of the software. They talk about what's happening at the company, all the latest news. And that's all content too. So this even applies if you're marketing a book. I mean, how do you market something with content that's already content? And one of the ways is with more content, but content in different forms, perhaps like audios and videos and interviews and speaking. What you're really doing is giving people different experiences with your content, right? We have a different experience with a book than we do with a movie, for example, but you know, both can be equally successful. So content is crucial for marketing any type of business today in all different forms, in writing, in video, audio. And I wanted to get you thinking about your own content strategy. I mean, if you're not doing anything now, I want to help you get started. And if you are producing content already, then I want to help you think about what's really working well for you and what isn't. So your challenge this week is to take inventory of all the kinds of content you produce in your business right now. Anything that you produce on a regular basis, such as a newsletter, right, a physical one, or an email newsletter, blogs, podcasts, radio shows, videos, as well as anything that you might do as a one-off, like a special teleclass or an information product. You just take inventory of what you have in your arsenal right now, because one of the easiest ways to create new content is to repurpose something you already have. Now, I did this exercise with the participants at my Monetize Your Expertise event a few months back, and it was amazing how people remembered things like audio recordings that they had done years ago. Well, those recordings can be easily transcribed and then broken up into blog posts or put together into an ebook. You know, they can be put onto a CD and packaged as an information product or turned into a video by adding some slides. There's so many different things you can do with the same content. And the more content that you share with the world and with your target audience, the more you will be seen as a resource, as an expert in your field. Now, if you don't have any content yet that you can repurpose, on the next episode of The Strategy Show, I'll share some ideas that can help you get started just pulling things out of your everyday life. So if we're not yet connected online, I'd really love to change that. So join me on my Facebook fan page. Here's the quick link to make it easy for you. It's www.lizlynchfan.com. Come by and say hi, introduce yourself, post questions for me there, and let's interact. And if you have content that you're already producing, put a link to it. I'd love to take a look at it. I'd love to see what you guys are doing. And you can also find me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @Liz_Lynch. And don't forget the underscore. So if you'd like the latest business growth news and resources and be the first to hear of articles, programs, and tools that we're releasing into the market, then go to www.thestrategyshow.com and enter your name and email address so we can keep you up to date. Join me next time here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, EPN, for more tips, tools, techniques, and mindset strategies. Signing off for now from The Strategy Show, this is Liz Lynch, helping you attract the clients and opportunities that you deserve. Thanks for listening.
You are tuned into EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
It really strikes me as this is an incredible age of opportunity for entrepreneurs and startups. Yes, things are going to be difficult, but now more than ever before, small business owners have the big business tools to reach out, make connections, but more importantly, to nurture connections.
For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.